Right now, joining us in studio, formerly of Channel 8, we were always a huge fan of hers, and we still are. Oh, yeah, we don't have any headphones.
They're panicking because they don't have any headphones. Ooh, Mike's
look at
surrendering
Ducey.
His
How
headphones.
How gentlemanly
to her.
Of you, Mike.
M'lady. Here,
m'lady.
My headphones.
Myself.
Please welcome
so does Mike.
Macy Jepson back to the Dallas Airwaves.
It's good to be here.
Hi,
morning,
Macy.
Guys.
Good morning.
I've missed y'all.
What is Mike doing over there?
Yeah, well, Mike's adjusting something, but it's
not
well
the,
below the table level.
Well, Mike has a big TV head, and right now which I no longer have.
You need that.
And these earphones
adjusted,
are too big for my head.
Okay, hold on. We're going to help you out with this here.
Look at that. There we go.
There we go.
I
don't
want to show her where the volume knob is there, too.
Are we
too.
Cool?
Well, you've got her volume.
Can you hear? So, oh, I do.
Okay. Be nice.
Is that louder?
That's perfect. Okay.
All right. All right.
All right, Macy Jepson.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Back on the airwaves again. And before we talk about the sporting event that you want to promote, how long has it been since you've been on Channel 8?
Oh, my gosh.
2 years?
You know what? It'll be 2 years in August.
Well, we miss you.
August 21st.
We miss you on
Not
the airwaves.
Not that anybody, you know. Thank you. I miss my job. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
We
really
miss seeing you.
Do you miss your gig?
I do.
That wasn't the question.
I
do.
You know, do I miss Channel 8? No.
Uh-oh.
I miss my friends, and I do miss my work. I miss the work, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But you hated Channel 8, didn't you?
In the last 2 years, it was not a fun place to work, no. I mean, because they hated me. So.
Why did they hate you? How did you get crossways over there?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I mean,
you seem like such a sweet woman
and
being good
on the
air.
Top of the world, and new management comes in, and all is well, and then, you know, new people come in, and younger, cheaper.
God, that's what I'm experiencing. That's what I'm experiencing right now.
See, Mike just took all the pay cuts. He didn't do the whole wait for the younger, cheaper.
Okay, I could have done that. Yeah. But now, again, we'll talk later. I'll show you what that train wreck looks like.
Uh-oh.
So you can see it coming.
What's that code for?
I watched it coming for about 2 years. No, but hey, that's not what we're here to talk about.
No.
I've got to give George a hard time, so I text him. And I say, I have a story. And all I write to him is, hot, sweaty bodies playing in the sand.
Oh, my. And he's getting this text.
Call me.
I texted
Macy
that to Ducey this morning.
And do you remember when I wrecked
Call
my car
me.
Last week? That was when that happened.
Yes. Oh, immediately.
I never texted the car at the same time.
As expected, man. I mean, he's on the phone. And then I have to warn him, don't forget, big, tall man, ponytail, Uzi.
That's her, yeah.
What is that?
That would be my husband.
That's her husband.
Because we're talking about kids playing volleyball.
Well, then it's really uncomfortable. All right, well, tell everyone what we need to know about girls volleyball.
Oh, we're getting into that already?
Yeah,
no,
let's get that out of the way.
We need to do more gossip first.
No, let's get that out of the way, and then we'll do some more gossip.
Okay.
I don't want that to be lost on, because you want to promote this.
So what I pitched to you is that there is this event coming up where, did y'all know that there was also some male gold medalists at the 2008 Olympics?
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, Misty May was all that, you know, and she was obviously cuter to look at. Todd Rogers won the gold, too. He's going to be here Saturday.
We had him on the show last fall. Remember that? Todd Rogers, the gold medal winner?
No, is that the same as Randy Rogers, the country artist?
No, it's a different guy.
Different guy?
Different guy.
Then no, I don't remember.
Thanks for promoting Randy Rogers, though.
Well, Instinct Volleyball Club is one of many, of course, in North Texas. But it's only been around for 2 years. And, they've already sent people to nationals. I mean, it's a good club. Well, what they're wanting to do is bring beach volleyball to the forefront. And there are some clubs here in North Texas doing that already. They want to make it a year-round sport. It is a great cross-training experience for girls who really, really want to, you know, get
prepared.
Did
you play volleyball?
No,
you're tall.
I wish I had. But, you know, I'm from Louisiana. They didn't have volleyball.
How tall are you? You're like 7'8 or something.
Right now I am, yeah, with the heels and all. But no, I'm just a babe. I'm just 6 feet. I'm just a baby.
I'm a huge fan of the sport. My older daughter's 6 feet tall and was a club volleyball player. My younger daughter hopefully will be one as well. She's tall and athletic, and I don't want to bore anybody, so I'll shut up now.
I'm trying to not get into all that with my kids. I mean, because it is such a phenomenal thing to see your kids develop. My daughter's only 12, and to see her develop into that kind of athlete, and she's 5'11".
Already?
But, yeah.
Wow.
So what is the event? What is the event?
So here's the event. So these clubs are already bringing in beach volleyball because they want these girls to get ready for some college scholarships. I mean, NCAA is taking this seriously now, and in the next few years, you're going to see more and more teams on a college level. But the whole That was me. That was mine. The whole beach volleyball thing is huge in Brazil. Instinct Volleyball Club was started by Selene Drunic, who is a two-time Olympian out of Brazil. She's bringing the whole Brazilian way of doing things to the United States.
Mm-hmm. The waxing, the volleyball.
I'm sorry. You made Macy blush.
Lucy, too. Apparently, he's got something going on.
And I offered up Selene today, and you could have asked her.
About the whole...
And she's 6 feet tall, blonde, and two-time Olympian. But here's the deal.
But she's huge, and she's a major celebrity in her country, though.
She is. And so my daughter is on her club volleyball team. Mm-hmm. My baby wants to also play beach volleyball. And so she said, Macy, nobody knows me here. Mm-hmm. Can you help me? And I said, you know what?
That's a derogatory impersonation, by the way, of her.
No, it's exactly the way she sounds.
So Todd Rogers is going to be here when? May
He's going to be here this weekend.
This weekend?
To offer a clinic. Mm-hmm. And the mini beach volleyball is something that Brazil has started, okay? This is for boys and girls 6 to 11. Smaller courts, kind of like that mini soccer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, smaller court. She's actually developing the ball for America to bring this
red,
sport
white, and blue.
To, yes, and mm-hmm. smaller.
Look
okay,
good.
So this weekend, come find out about it. Meet Todd Rogers. He's teaching the clinic, and they're kicking off their summer volleyball program for North Texas.
Where is it?
Yeah. And it's going to be in Coppell at the beach club there. Go to instinctvbc.com and you'll get all the details.
Okay.
For me personally, if it's going to, first of all, keep my kids active this summer,
mm-hmm.
then I'm all for it. If it's going to keep them smiling
mm-hmm.
and keep them in shape, great. And hey, they'll get a great tan too. But the cross training, I mean, everything is harder in the sand. So once they play in the sand all summer, they should be rock stars on the court.
Sure.
That's the whole idea behind it.
George, are you all right, by the way?
I'm fine.
You seem, you've got this kind of
shifting in your chair.
Look.
I'm not doing anything.
Why do you have a throw pillow on your lap?
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you got a throw pillow on your lap.
All right, let's get to your beef with Mike Ducey.
Yeah, why do you hate Mike Ducey?
Yeah.
Mike Ducey.
Oh, come on. You had a major beef about...
Yes. You're always on those blogs bagging on him.
I am not.
You are.
I am not. And I... No. No. Y'all asked me about the job at Channel 4. George.
Yeah. Channel 8.
And I said, I mean, no. No, no. That's old
Channel
news.
4, there was a job.
Channel 4, there was one. It's like
she
the only one offered
Megan
in
Henderson
town.
Megan Henderson left the morning show.
Since I was laid off.
Megan Henderson.
So I'm doing everything but sending flowers to Maria Bars. And I thought, if there was anything... Believe me, if I thought you would have had some pull...
I'm not sure that I would have done you a lot of good in that conversation.
George is having a poll right now looking at you.
If you could have saved me from the emotional breakdown that I experienced inside Willow Bend Mall when Maria finally called me and said, Macy, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the Channel 4 morning show?
Megan
Henderson's job.
I did the pilot morning show on Good Day Cleveland. And that's what I was doing before I moved here. Oh, no. Oh, my God. That was the best gig I've ever had. You know, there's something about being on Fox that allows you to be yourself.
And
also at the time...
Well, you weren't saying that when you were riding that high horse over at Belo, though.
Whoa. Let me tell you something.
When did that episode
happen? There is something about being... And this is a Cleveland story, though. There is something about being on the bottom and having nowhere to go but up.
I'm sorry, Tom.
And I have Oh, my God, y'all. And I have not had that much fun since we scratched and clawed our way to the top. And I'll tell you what, we got there.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of fun teetering at the top. Believe me, it's not.
Well, and the morning... As you know, the morning franchise has... been owned by Fox 4 in this market for a little while.
I know.
5 does well now, too. It kind of goes back and forth. But
yeah, I know.
They ended up hiring a lovely, talented woman named Lauren Criswell, who's doing a good job.
Macy's already glazing over.
She's doing really well, and I wish you know, for your sake, that things were worked out. But
who's the dude that's on that show, the Good Morning, Good Day Texas?
Yeah, that creeps you out, Giorgio?
Tim Ryan?
Yeah.
He claims Tim Ryan's got some hidden secrets or something.
You know what? Tim Ryan and I would have fun.
Creepy.
We could have some fun.
I don't know. I think he'd creep you out.
Tim is the lovable, grumpy guy in the morning.
Yeah. George says, lovable? Check his hard drive. You'll find some stuff.
Oh, my God. Wow.
No, I didn't say that. Gordon just said that. I'm sorry.
Reminds me why I could not listen to y'all today. I was trying to tune in, but I was doing carpool.
Signal problems.
And
again.
I'm thinking, you know, I miss listening
right
to y'all, but I got my kids with me all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can just hear them.
You need to get rid of those kids.
I can just hear them now. Mommy, why do they keep talking about jugs? We get our milk in cartons. Why, mommy?
You know that George calls you Macy Jugson.
I did not.
He calls you Macy Jugson.
That was someone else who worked here at the ticket, and I told him to stop it. I thought it was derogatory.
No, but he wouldn't listen to you.
I know. That was mean.
So I can't listen as much as I used to, and I miss it.
Well,
how awesome.
That's too bad. So you want to get back in TV, or what do you want to do? Radio, maybe?
That was my first gig in college,
mm-hmm.
radio.
I used to spin wax.
I know. Hey, I tell you what. You do that, and I'll shake my groove thing.
Now I don't have to worry about making anybody mad. Mike just took his wedding ring off and swallowed it.
I got to worry about embarrassing my family, but if I haven't embarrassed my kids once a day, then I have let them down.
What was your answer about wanting to be on TV again? I got a very inappropriate text that I was reading, and so I didn't hear your answer.
From a Channel 4 employee.
Yeah, Mike is sexting with Max
Of course, I would love to be on television. I've done some PR, and I learned very quickly it's not nearly as much fun receiving. I mean, writing it.
Excuse me?
It's not nearly as much fun writing a news release as it is receiving one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And, what I miss is the one-on-one. I didn't get in the business, and people...
I miss that.
Really? I like two-on-one.
Mike, you and I'll talk later.
Oh, gosh. Okay, if you were at Channel 8...
I can't let you bag on Channel 8. There's good people over there.
I'm not bagging on Channel 8. If you were at Channel 8 and you were asked to go on Dancing with the Stars, would you do it, and would they let you do it?
I think they would. The new Channel 8 would.
That's right.
What about
Absolutely.
The old Channel 8?
Marty Haig would roll over in his grave. But
do you think a woman risk her journalistic integrity if she goes on that show like Erin Andrews?
No.
I don't either.
No.
And Ducey. See,
I don't think
so. See, Ducey says women should not work at all.
Then you and I need to talk, because I'm not working.
All right.
He says you're right where you need to be.
You know, here's the thing. In this day and time, the only thing that is going to hurt her credibility is if she can't dance.
Right.
She gets out there and makes a fool of herself.
Do you watch that show?
I don't. I don't, because I like American Idol.
Ducey does.
Anybody,
sweatpants on his ankles.
Anybody, by the way, listening today, can get me and my daughters close to Casey James, give me a call. 469. No.
Casey James, you like him?
In Fort Worth tomorrow.
I know.
He's going to be on the Channel 4 morning show
on
Friday.
It's not healthy.
Dang it.
That he is.
Throw
salt
on that wound.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You throw salt on that wound.
You hate Channel 4 now because they didn't give you that gig.
No, I said throw salt on that wound because what a great job.
What?
No, I don't hate
anybody.
Next
time Ryan is not a great job,
y'all,
let me tell you.
You don't know me.
He always keeps his hard drive within 2 feet of him.
Life is too short to hate or be bitter. But as far as the whole dancing thing, here's the problem, I think, with today.
Okay. All right.
Women in the industry are going to hurt their credibility by lifting and separating and going on the air with tube tops. I mean, that's what hurts their credibility. And
what do you mean by lifting?
And separating.
But you're saying if she does it while getting boob jobs.
No, I mean while they're delivering the news, while they're commentating, while they're giving the sports. And I'll say that there are a lot, I'm sure there are a lot of really bright, bright young women on the air, but you can't get past...
Their looks.
Back when you were on Channel 8, he suggested you doing the news topless as a way to get...
As a statement.
What was that statement?
The statement was, see this? This is topless news.
Yes, it is.
Did you ever have
a consultant? No, that was Karen Borda. That was when it was when Karen Borda had a baby, remember?
And by the way, it's one
and
of
we wanted to have the basket
women.
Of puppies that they emptied out.
Ever.
And then be numbered.
Did you ever have a consultant suggest that you change the way that you dress?
Yes.
Not because it was inappropriate, though.
And you said, screw you, I have it, I want to flaunt it, right?
No.
Women don't like to be told not to be attractive.
Women like to be told, but yes, in my last job, yes. That was the first time ever that anybody had said, this is the way you need to look and this is what you need to do, and by the way, don't wear sweaters.
Did you see what Mike Snyder and Jane McGarry cried saying bye to one another last summer?
Wasn't that funny? You know, Mike was wearing tube tops there for a while. Snyder was trying to emphasize his chest.
I think that's what did it to him.
Oh,
why is Ducey laying out? You hate Mike Snyder.
You were on record. That was newsroom laughter at the other stations.
I've never met Macy before.
Did you see the I Love You, Jane moment?
Yes.
Did you laugh?
No, I thought it was heartfelt.
Oh, whatever.
When he wore worked together for that long, and Macy can speak to this.
They still work together.
They didn't leave. But it's not on that same show. And there's a, and Macy can speak
4 hours
to this.
Later.
There's a difference between the 5 o'clock vibe and the 6 o'clock vibe, the six and the ten. There's just an inherently different feeling.
There's also a difference in the Tim Ryan vibe that he keeps down there during the morning show.
Yeah, and you're lucky you're not a part of that, Macy. All right, so this weekend, Coppell, what's the website again?
InstinctVBC.com. And so that's just their kickoff and their chance to, show how it's done. And that's actually a clinic where you can play with
where Tim Ryan can get VD
Todd
shots.
And with Selene. But then the season starts very shortly after, and it's going to be a summer-long program for the little ones, the mini volleyball, and then also on up to, I think it's 18.
Are you now having regrets about coming up here?
Yeah, no, she
never.
Is.
Okay.
No, you know what, guys? If I...
Has Tim Ryan ever texted you a picture of his junk?
My grave. If I can't have some fun, you know, it's... And be myself. If I can't have fun and be myself, then it's just way too much energy.
That's right. See there, George?
I'm sweating. Can somebody get me?
Man, I am too.
Some water,
George,
please.
Oh, yeah. George will. Yes, ma'am. You bet.
He'll throw it on the front of your shirt.
You just stay on message no matter what they say, Macy.
Oh, I'm not even listening.
I'm not either. All right. Thanks for coming up here. It's so good to see you again.
You too, y'all. Thanks a lot. Miss
you, Macy.
You too.
All right. Do people recognize Mike Ducey? That is the